Hello, group leaders. This is Kevin Kellogg with you. This is podcast number 28. And today we have really something different I don't think we've done before. We actually have leaders from two different groups with us, and we're going to talk about a couple of things related to leading groups that are different and from different phases of life. So with me, Tom and Rhonda, first, you guys introduce yourselves and tell us, if you will, something about your group.
My name is Rhonda Robb, and I've been with this group for a long time. We started out, and we've changed leadership quite a few times, and now Tom and I are lucky to have the group to ourselves, and we have Frank also, who's not here with us today, and our group is basically older, mature people in different phases of life. Some still working. There are a lot of that are retired, and a lot of snowbirds, so it does put a little bit of complications in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm Tom Bates, and I've been in this group from the beginning. This is the group that Keith Manier started when he started Home Groups. We're thinking it was started in 2006, and we've had various locations we've been at, various different leaders, but Frank, myself, and Rhonda have now landed running the group.
Okay, you guys?
Kevin Schultz and my wife Sarah Schultz. This is our second year that we started a group. We generally kind of have a group of 30s to probably about 40-year-old people. We generally do follow like the message guide and things along that line.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And Tom and Rhonda, I know you guys don't follow the message guide. Yes. I doubt if you even know what that is.
We're rebellious, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us, if you will, some of the both the wins and the struggles of leading a group in your season of life. You know, folks that are, you know, long in the faith, very mature in the faith.
I think one of the wins is that our group decides what we want to do. So we spend 3 months during the summer, we spend the 3 months deciding what we want to do. And we try to give everybody input, and then we take away what most people wanted to do. And so it's not our group, it's the group's group. And so we're studying things that we all want to learn. And I think that's helped us grow in our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. Because if you have an issue, or if you have a thought or something you didn't understand, we can work on that.
Right. So. Yeah, and in our group, yeah, we have three leaders, but we've divided it into three different functions. All right. Rhonda takes care of our organization. Without that, we wouldn't be where we are. I default to doing the teaching most of the time, and Frank is the outreach guy. Something's going on, he's reaching out to people. Not that Rhonda doesn't do that, but Frank is the one that I fall back on for that.
What would you say is a struggle related to leading a group of your age, stage of life?
I don't know if you want to call it a struggle. In the wintertime, we've got snowbirds. All right, so our group, we have like 25 members to it. But in the wintertime, a good up to 8 of them are going to be in different states: Arizona, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina. It's because they go away for the winter. But we know come spring, they're going to be right back.
Right.
So. And I think our age is also a struggle, because you get that health issues in there too. And so then when you have, like, luckily our group is large enough that we're never like, there's no one there. But it also brings us closer together, because we then know what's going on. You know, it's like, oh, they haven't shown up for 2 weeks. You know, we know to check in on them.
Right. I think that is a blessing of a group that's been together for a long time. Your relationships are deep and strong. And so you do know each other's health struggles, if there are any, and you pray for each other, and you know issues around kids and grandkids and where they are and where they are in their faith journey, and you pray for that as well. Kevin, Sarah, tell us about some of the unique things about leading a group that's more the younger in a different stage of life.
So for us with the younger stages of life, we like to focus on message guide. One, because it's easier for those who work and have a busy schedule with life and kids and all that stuff. You don't have to focus on studying outside of church, per se. You can just go to church or watch the church message online, and then we send out the message guide, and if they want to, they can look at it prior to our group night.
A lot of them do.
And a lot of them do. That way that they're decently prepared for the questions that we have, and usually it's a really good discussion over it. It just makes things a little bit easier on people with busy life to be able to do the message guide for the reason of not having to do extra work.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are some wins and or some struggles?
Some wins that we have in our group is that people are generally very engaged in all of it. We still actually talk to people that have left the group and went to Wyoming. And then another win is that we had a couple that was decently new to the Christian faith. They both were Catholics and grew up Catholics, but they are going to the membership class here in a couple weeks. They are both serving. They are actively engaged in church, and it's, I keep telling them, it's always a proud papa moment for me. Like, yeah. I'm super excited for them. I would say some struggles that we have are just with everyone having, or with most people having kids, we run into the issue of either kids are sick and parents need to take care of the kids, or some of them have school age kids to where they go to sports, and usually it always, the games would fall on our group night.
Right.
And just in general, I mean, people work, and so they have a busy schedule. They might work late or traffic on the way home.
Yeah, I think also, just given the stage of life that everyone's in with work, I think that a lot of people are really, really busy with work and prioritizing work a lot. Mm-hmm. So that can be a big challenge for us. Not only that, but, you know, we had a couple, like Kevin mentioned, moved to Wyoming. And so they were at a stage of life where they can pick up and move and leave. And so we lost members that way. And so things like that have been somewhat of a challenge in our group.
Yeah. So last question for both of you. What is one nugget or one piece of advice you would give to a group leader that's in the same stage of life as you, same type of group? What do you think is just something they need to know?
That's a good question. I would suggest that, well, when I look at running our group, it's not my group. It's not Rhonda's group. It's our group. Mm-hmm. And I want a consensus from them of what they want to do, mm-hmm. so that they look forward to coming to the meeting. Mm-hmm. So are we going to, well, we always start out, well, not always, but we start out the season next September with The Chosen. All right? Mm. We all seem to like that. We all like the movie. We like to do the workbook on that. So that's a good 8-week study that we all know we're going to start with, because mm-hmm. then they look forward to it.
Right. So you give them more ownership.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Kev, Sarah, what about you? What's a nugget you would tell a new group leader?
Just get started. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. We were somewhat nervous and kind of skeptical about doing it because we've never led a group before. But
I remember.
Truly, just get started and
God will take care of the rest.
Yes, God will take care of the rest, and grace, and just taking care of your group members. And we do prayer requests, and we try and check in as much as we possibly can about right. that stuff.
Right. That makes sense. All right, group leaders, we've come to the end of our time. So as usual, your action step out of this is to take some nugget you've heard from these friends and put it into play in your group. We'll see you next week.